News and events. ICANN. Bristol ICANN was a great day, despite the October weather. Highlights included our ever-popular Q&A session with Amar Shah, a site support trustee and leading optometrist, who answered even the trickiest questions. Visitors and exhibitors alike expressed how helpful and informative they found the event. The next events are 2nd of April in Salisbury and 16th of October in Bath. We'll send out invites and full details nearer the time. Talking News. Have you signed up to your local talking newspaper yet? Each area is covered by its own independent talking news, with volunteers committed to helping local visually impaired people keep up to date with everything that's going on in your local community. To find your nearest talking newspaper, give us a call or go online to https://find.mytn.uk. Be careful with magnifiers. A lot of our clients have very powerful magnifiers at home. We wanted to share a reminder to always make sure that magnifiers are kept away from direct sunlight, covered with a dark protective cover if needed. Even at this time of year, magnifiers can be a fire risk if left in full sun. We strongly recommend that you do not leave magnifiers unattended in sunny rooms, such as conservatories. Wiltshire Site News. Quiz Night. Huge thanks to our audio library volunteer Alice for organising a quiz night to raise funds for Wiltshire Site. This is part of the fundraising with the Omnes ad Unum Church Society in Devizes this year. They're hoping to raise more than £2,000 for Wiltshire Site this year. Teams of quizzers had a brilliant time, and we were especially thrilled to welcome teams from our Devizes social group and our Devizes shop. Trustees, would you like to get more involved in the oversight of our charity? We are looking for experienced people, ideally people with sight loss, to join the Wiltshire Site Board. Please get in touch to find out more. Increasing technology support. Technology has always been at the heart of what we do, but has become even more important in recent years. So, we are excited to be expanding our digital support service in Wiltshire. This new service will include additional training opportunities and recruiting a team of tech volunteers across the county, ready to provide information, encouragement and guidance to help you get and stay online. We'll be able to offer support with all kinds of technology, such as using a smartphone, the benefits of a smart speaker, online shopping, and anything else you want to know how to do. Insight Gloucestershire News. Our new hubs. Since we launched our 9 new sight loss advice hubs across the county in January 2024, we have already had 343 attendances from people seeking advice and guidance to the end of September. We are delighted these are proving popular and have recently launched a 10th hub in Nailsworth, which will run on the third Wednesday of each month. Volunteers wanted. Whatever your skills, experience and interests, we could really use your help. We have a wide variety of roles, in our office, at social groups and at fundraising events. Volunteering can be really rewarding, help build new skills and makes a huge difference to the work we can do. We have a range of volunteer roles on our website to give you some ideas of how you can help. Barnwood. We are really excited to have received 3-year funding from Barnwood Trust. This support will enable us to keep delivering our information, advice and guidance to visually impaired people in Gloucestershire. Out on the bus. We are delighted to have been working with the NHS Information Bus in locations across the county. We visited Dursley, Tewkesbury, Kingsway, Nailsworth and Cirencester, giving people the chance to meet with a sight loss advisor and learn more about the support available. Client Advisory Group. We are continuing to look for clients in Gloucestershire who would like to join our CAG, or Client Advisory Group. This friendly group discuss issues affecting local visually impaired people and gives advice to the trustees and managers of our charities. Please call or email the office if you're interested in joining. Sight Support West of England News. Meet our new advisor. Jessica Hudson has joined our team as the new CSLA for Bath and the surrounding area. Jessica first got to know Sight Support as a client at the Bath Hub. Loving it so much, she soon signed up to volunteer. And in September 2024, she became a community sight loss advisor. With a background in media and a passion for creative technology, she's always been driven to find innovative solutions to challenges. Her own experiences with visual impairment have given her a deep empathy for others, and she's committed to helping them live more independent lives. Digital and technology courses. Our next round of Taster, Intro and Intermediate Tech classes are starting in February. Find out what a smart speaker is or how you could use a smartphone to make life easier. Hone your skills or just keep practicing. Please contact the office to find out more. Bath Christmas Market. We were thrilled to have a stall at Bath Christmas Market this year. Local company Inspex generously donated products for us to sell and raise money and provided volunteers to make it possible. The Christmas market is one of the biggest and most high-profile events in our region, and we are so grateful to be able to raise our profile in this way.